Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, so right now we're going to be talking about the new Hellraiser game that we have.
Danira Karovic, I'm a producer from Saber.
So tell us a little bit about this game. You know, for those that never got to see the movies, maybe they're going to play this for the first time, finding out about the story. What you could tell us about the game?
Well, Hellraiser Survival is the first-person horror action survival game. You play as Aiden. He is trying to get back his beloved from the labyrinth. She has solved the configuration, so by the rules, Hell Priest and the Cenobites come, and they took her to the labyrinth. So you're trying to figure out what to do, what deal to strike, and how to get her back.
How the time from the movie, the last movie, to this, how many years has passed since?
20 years has passed since the last movie. So that's the timeline we're talking about.
Yeah. So I know this is more of first person. There's going to be little puzzles here and there, a lot of discovery about the world. There's going to be people that are probably going to be really scared also playing this, because I've seen a couple really freaking out. So it's been great. Like, how's it been, like, the project, you know, working on this for you and the team?
For me, it was honestly really exciting, but I'm a really horror fan, so I enjoyed it immensely. Depending on if you usually play horror games, it's either going to be scary or not that scary. I mean, I would say that there's high amount of gross stuff. And especially like the sexual part of the Hellraiser franchise, a lot of that stuff is going to be present in the game as well. Mm-hmm. So,
And you guys also worked with the original writer, creator, and everything. How was that process working with them while working on this project?
Yeah, Clive Barker collaborated with us. We were talking with him during the development, consulting with him. So he was giving us a lot of like tips and tricks how to do the franchise justice. So he was with us through the whole time. And besides Clive, we had Doug Bradley. He was giving his voice as a original Pinhead, as Hell Priest. So we loved having all of the old crew back, and this was such a blessing for us to be able to work with them. We had to research many things. So I remember a majority of the team was aware of Hellraiser franchise, so it made sense for us to work on it, but cannot pinpoint something that I was so surprised about.
I know in the game you have this cube holding on the left side, and then you hold like your weapons. What is that cube? Because I noticed there was a lot of sections where it says LB, like I could get that fire or certain things. So what is this so special about that cube that you hold the whole time?
Yeah, the cube that we're using in the game is called Genesis Configuration. It's a bit different than the configuration we see in the films. It enables Aiden and, of course, anybody else who holds it to explore and open special abilities. And as a player, you'll be able to use that cube either for some special abilities during the combat, or you're going to be able to use that for different puzzles or solving skills that you need to use. And there's even like some additional stuff that I'm not going to disclose now, to keep some things hidden. Players get excited while playing it. But cube has many things that you can use the cube for many things.
All right. So when this game is going to be available out?
The release date is not public yet, but we're aiming to release it this year.
This year? Awesome. Well, I just want to say congrats. I really enjoyed the game. Can't wait to play the full version. So this is going to be on all platforms, like Steam, Xbox, and PlayStation?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks.